the first woman to see Antarctica speaks. "We couldn't quite believe it when the two ships came in and anchored in the bay. For 4 years we'd come to life in this godforsaken spot. For 4 years we'd cursed the captain who'd abandoned us here. We cursed our shipmates who'd sailed off without us. We cursed barren beaches, the rough hillsides, the rain, the mud, and our bad fortune. It seemed like a grand adventure. One would give me money for my passage back home. What a fool I'd been. 'Join a sealing vessel and make your fortune,' they'd said. 'You can pass. You'll make a great cabin boy. Here, I'll give you my jacket.' Drunk on life, I let them cut off my hair. It seemed such a lark, duping the men, being accepted as one of them. So I sailed from New Zealand south, but the seals were gone. We found piles of bones. We found the abandoned cook pots. We were too late. Sealers before had taken them all. So further south we sailed. The captain was sure that at Campbell Island we'd find our quarry. The first beach we reached was empty as before. The captain ordered us to split into groups and go searching. My three companions and I found a few animals lying like slugs in a small cove and rushed back to tell the others. But they were gone, nowhere to be seen. We walked from cove to cove. We scrambled up the hill to scan, but nothing. No sign, empty beaches and empty ocean. We had two muskets between us, three knives, a flint, the clothes we stood up in, one blanket and one big secret. At first I tried to keep it from them, fearful of what would happen. But those men already had suspicions, and living as we did, relying on each other, soon stripped away all barriers. We explored the island from east to west, from north to south, and in our searching we found a small herd of cattle and a cache of supplies, left long ago by other sealers. Oh, the joy of a cook pot on a bag of grain. We constructed a stone and sod hut next to a stream by the shoreline, collected eggs and seabirds and slaughtered any seals we found, carefully skinning them, still hoping we could salvage something from our hardship. After 4 years we'd gathered only 170 skins. We'd heard that in the 1820s one man might get that number in a few days. The years went by, slowly. But then finally it happened, not one, but two ships. The Eliza Scott and the Sabrina, they dropped anchor in the bay. We raced to greet the men as they came ashore. They'd been sent by the English whaling firm, the Enderby Brothers, and had come to find new grounds and explore for new lands. They'd only called into the Campbell Islands to pick up fresh water. They were on their way south. They didn't expect to pick up four poor souls and one a woman. Space on those ships was tight, and so we were split. I joined Captain Freeman on the Sabrina. It was strange not to be together anymore, back aboard a vessel, three square meals, but heading further south, not north towards home. The air chilled, then astonishing lumps of ice came floating by, and penguins, porpoising through the waves. And then we saw it, land, icy, white, beautiful, never seen before. The two ships travelling in tandem came close to the dead, and I watched from the deck as Captain Freeman ordered the whale boats to be lowered, and he and some sailors rowed over to the Eliza Scott and picked up Captain Bellany. Later, in the mess, I heard that he managed to step foot on a rocky beach, pick up some stones and claim the island for the king. We spent the next few days sailing around these new islands, the cartographer mapping and sketching, all admiring the icy cliffs and the high peaks. I hoped we would then head north, but no, we went further south, until an ice barrier blocked our way. I've never seen anything so beautiful. I'm not sure any woman ever has seen anything like it. This flat carpet of white, a cliff of pale blue, peaks of ice and the sun set, everything glowing. Antarctica, amazing. But then the wind has picked up and up, and we have turned and run for the north, the ship bucking and bucking, the men scrambling to gear the scuppers, full of flapping sails, and bailing, bailing, endless bailing as the hole begins to fill. We've now lost sight of the Eliza Scott. The captain has lit the blue lights. I know what that means. We are done for. On the night of the 24th of March, 1839, in a severe gale, Sabrina sank with all hands. Eliza Scott returned safely to Britain.